The Apostles' Creed mentions the Holy Spirit by name in two places. First, it says that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And second, it affirms belief in the Holy Spirit at the beginning of its third major section. Belief in the personhood and divinity of the Holy Spirit is a critical part of Christian theology. But did this belief develop over time? Or has the Church always affirmed that the Holy Spirit is an equal member of the Trinity?
Well, the believing Church has always affirmed the divinity of the Holy Spirit. It certainly shows up in the early Christian creeds. When you look at the Holy Spirit as presented in the New Testament, the reality is that it is impossible to understand the Holy Spirit as anything other than divine, and to understand that the Holy Spirit is a person. It's not merely a vague spiritual force. This is a person. And when we talk about the Trinity, and we come to an understanding of how the Bible explains the Trinity, what we really find in the biblical narrative is that the Holy Spirit is there, as Jesus says in the Gospel of John, He sends the Spirit. And so what we have is a very clear understanding that wherever God is, His Spirit is present. And there is a very special sense in which the Spirit as person is the presence of both the Father and the Son for us today in the Church.
Has the Church always affirmed the divinity or deity of the Holy Spirit? And one could answer that by saying yes, because the Bible affirms the deity of the Holy Spirit, and the Bible is part, of course, of the Church. The data of Scripture is that the Holy Spirit is spoken of in terms that require us to believe that He has divine properties. And not only that, but Jesus Himself, in almost His farewell statement, said, "Go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Putting the Holy Spirit and the Son on a par with the Father. That's the data that the Church takes several centuries to get right, and some would argue that it took even until the time of the Reformation, and some contributions even of the reformer John Calvin, to get the doctrine of the Holy Spirit perfectly right, if I can put it that way. But certainly by the third or fourth centuries, doctrinally and creedally, the Church affirmed the deity of the Holy Spirit.
My understanding is that there has never been any doubt that the Spirit of God is from God, and the Holy Spirit is divine. I think the thing that took a little longer for some believers to figure out was that the Holy Spirit was not just an emanating influence from God, wasn't just a force coming outward from God, but was actually a personal essence, a person distinct from God the Father. And the personhood of the Holy Spirit that makes the Holy Spirit interactive and differentiated from, though not severed from, the Father was a breakthrough understanding that had tremendous ramifications for how we understood God Himself and our relationship to the Holy Spirit as well.